All right, Jordan Smith, St. Louis SMX. Here we go. One good one, one not so good one, I believe, if I remember right.
Yeah, it's Yeah, it's been a rough few weeks for me, like just kind of finishing outdoors, didn't have very good races, and then last week was terrible. Was hoping to get some redemption in the second moto and didn't get it. So yeah, tonight was not a great night, like riding wise. I got a lot of arm pump in the first moto, and that's the first time I've had arm pump in a long time. So yeah, we've been trying to make some bike changes, and you know, it's like feels better and it doesn't feel better, and it's like it's just hard to set up a bike for these tracks as well. Like I don't think it's necessarily, you know, it's I think everyone's probably struggling with the same stuff. You know, it's just struggling, like it's really affecting me a little bit. So
is it a lot different from last week's setup?
Different, but not a lot different. Yeah, not like chassis wise different, just kind of a different set shock setting for the most part. But it's like, you know, it's just tough. Like, I mean, we have this track at home, but our dirt's a lot different, you know, and it's like, what do you set it up for? What do you not, you know? So it's tough, but I've just been trying to get back to like where I feel solid out there, and I just haven't had that like comfortability to like be able to push a little harder, you know? Like, I'm just kind of stuck where I'm at, and like, I don't have the speed to like get an okay start and move forward. I'm just kind of like staying where I'm at. Whenever I get, like, if I come out fifth, I kind of get around fifth or sixth. And if I come out 12th, maybe I'll pass one or two guys, you know. It's, like, not been, like, a very encouraging speed-wise. So
I thought when I came in, I thought this track looked cool and different and neat, and I'm, like, stoked. And then I didn't race that well, and it didn't turn out that good. But what do you think?
I mean, it was a lot of fun. It was, like, yeah, I thought it was really fun. Other than the sand section, I'm, like, pee last every time in the sand section, like, for 11 years straight pretty much. So. But it was a fun track to ride, but yeah, I mean, racing wise, it's like, I mean, how many, the thing is how many passes in a regular supercross do you see over the finish line section or a supercross triple, like barely ever, right? So, you know, they try to make the split lanes, but then they're so even that it doesn't really make a difference. And then, it's hard to get these tracks without a whoop section and without maybe one or two more rhythms. It's really tough to get these tracks where you can pass. I mean, it's just kind of the nature of the beast whenever you get to these SMX rounds.
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't make for great racing. It is cool that they're trying something different, but we're sitting there going like, okay, man, like when are we going to get some great racing?
Yeah, for sure. It's, if we could, like, I don't know. It's always, dude, everyone's just so good. Like everyone's getting so good. Everyone knows, like, someone does one thing and then everyone does it, you know, like it's not like you have guys doing something way different, you know. And like you do have, I mean, look at Jet, like, dude, he went from last to what did he go, fourth in the first moto, almost second. That's unbelievable. Like to see him do that against those guys is just is honestly unbelievable, to see him ride that good and that much faster than everyone. So it's doable, but for a couple guys, you know, that's about it. So I don't know how to make the racing more exciting without it being like a death cross, you know. But even last week was death cross, and I wouldn't say it was really any more exciting. So I think it's hard without a whoop section, because the whoop section not only separates speed-wise, but is like a comfortability thing and makes you more tired. Like even this week in practice, like we have this track, and like my maximum heart rate in a 20 plus one was 165, and in a typical supercross I'm hitting 182 183, so almost 20 beats lower, you know. Like you're just not going to get tired. Like today I got arm pump and slowed down, but you're really not going to get like tired and uncomfortable from it. So I mean, the sand makes for good racing, but unfortunately I'm terrible in the sand, so I just go backwards there. But I don't know.
Cool, man. Thanks, Jordan.
Yep, thank you.